Before I begin tonight, I just want to recognize our midnight, post-midnight Chabura that's making a Siyum tonight on Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah. Very unusual in two ways. It's a post-midnight Chabura, and they're actually learning Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah. I think up on high, Ezra and Nehemiah themselves are rejoicing. You know, the Ravina Ravashi wrote something, and everybody's learning it. Ezra and Nehemiah were older than them, and they put Nekudas in, and there aren't too many people making Siyumim and Ezra and Nehemiah. So if anybody has the cheshik to see something quite unusual, you can stay tonight to join the Chabura. Next week they're starting Sefer Daniel, and anybody who wants is certainly welcome to join in the learning of Sefer Daniel. I want to tell you, Ben Azmanim, there was some Bachram here, my son and some of his friends. So they were here Thursday night. They saw the Mishmar afterwards. They said, wow. I said, yeah, wow, so many people. He said, no, that they've seen. But after midnight, these guys who learn, and you think they're falling asleep, not falling asleep, they're busy screaming at each other while they're learning post-midnight, that's highly unusual. And so I want to recognize, amazing that you stuck with it, 22 weeks, right? 10 Parak and Fezra and 12 in Nehemiah. They do a perek each night. They always finish before Nate's. So if you want to come, you can come. All right, tonight I'd like to speak about the sugya, the main sugya really of this Gemara, Mem Zayin Amid Aleph, Mevav Amid Beis. It fits into the klolim. This perek, we're trying to get klolim of Avodah Zarah. So we had learned that an Avodah Zarah is Asa Bahanah, and Mishamshei Avodah Zarah, things that are Mishamish are Asa Bahanah, and through Bittul they become Mutter. Someone either is mevatel the Avodah Zarah, or even if you have a candle burning in a church and they blow it out, it becomes mutter b'hanah. And for that reason, let's say about a church, and they vacate the church, they take out the Avodah Zarah, and somebody wants to buy it, he wants to live there, he wants to open a store there. There's no shaila that it's mutter, because the building is mishamshei Avodah Zarah, and mishamshei Avodah Zarah, once they mevatel it, they don't have to mevatel the Avodah Zarah. The mevatel that the house is not serving the Avodah Zarah. There's no shaila that the house is mutter. What this sugya we have on this amid is that for mitzvahs, it's different. To use something for a mitzvah, or to use it for the Beis HaMikdash, that's different, that's more chomer. There, even if they mevatel it, we don't use it. The example in the Paiskim, in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Ramah, which Mishnah Berurah explains, is candles. They blow out a candle of an Avodah Zarah, it's mutter b'hanah, it's bittel, because they're mevatel from being mishamish. But you don't use it in a shul. Once it was used for Avodah Zarah, you don't use it for a shul. That's the background to what we're going to discuss. So again, if you're mevatel or mishamish, it's mutter b'hanah, but not for a shul. The tumul has to do with buying an old shul, church building, and converting it to a shul, converting it to a Beis Medrash or Beis HaKnesses, whether that's something that's mutter or not. The shaila is not on the Ikar Adin, because if you want to use it for a store or a gym or even a house, it's mutter. It's mutter b'hanah. Once they take out the Avodah Zarah, they're mevatel it from being a mishamish Avodah Zarah. The shaila is using it for a shul. The bottom line, I want to go back, the bottom line is that Rav Moshe says he would never be mad to such a thing, to use a church and convert it to a shul. And that the Mishnah Berurah says the minig is to be makel. The minig is, and you know it's that way, there are a lot of places where former churches, I think, I know in Borough Park where I used to live on 12th Avenue and 46th Street or 47th Street. When I grew up, it was a church behind the corner, and today it's a shul. What? R. Oh, here in R 22nd. Also, was it church or school? The church also. Okay. So you have here that. What? So school is different. It's not. It was never a mishamish Avodah Zarah. Okay. So that's where it is. Shul to a church, back to a shul. It seemed to me to be the same Shiloh. Once it became a church, it should be the same Shiloh. I think so. So I said, that you saw the tshuva in the Igros Moshe. So I want to talk about that. I just want to go back to the background. Where this machlokes stems from. It's a Magen Avraham in Kufnun Dalet, where Moshe refers to it in the photo stats that I gave out. The Magen Avraham brings the language of a tshuvas hara'im. This is the Bali Tosfos. And it's interesting, Lashon. What it really says, the way it's quoted, is that the Re'im holds you're allowed to turn a church into a shul. I'll read you the words. He says, Re'im chelak alav simenayin tes, dafila nevad bebayis avoydezara bekeva, even if a house was used bekeva as a church, muta lehispalel besaychai. It doesn't really say you're allowed to turn it into a shul, the way that everyone interprets it. It says, muta lehispalel besaychai, you're allowed to daven there. It sounds like someone is stuck there for some reason. He wants to daven. But this is usually interpreted that it means that you're allowed to make it into a shul. Ve'efsher, so he's trying to explain how could that be. He's not talking the church was destroyed. He's talking a church. You're davening in a church. Efsher de'vesviru lei mechubar shani. We had a few blad ago. Ha'horim elaheyem v'loi ha'elaheyem elaheyem. Elaheim al ha'arim. Avaydazara was on the mountain. V'loi harim elaheim. But mechubah l'karka is not an avaydazara. He says, maybe they hold that a building is mechubah l'karka, it's not avaydazara. Maybe that's why they're matter. He says, afagab dabai is dinai ketolush. A mountain is something that was never disconnected. A built house has a din of something that's disconnected and rebuilt. So really doesn't apply, the heter. Mekamakim dami l'mechubah. It's similar to mechubah, whatever that means. It's similar. It's a very ambiguous Magen Avraham. He says, I have a heter. It's mechubah l'karka. Oh, but a house is not mechubah. Still, it's domi l'mechubah. It's similar. B'tzarchiyin. B'avaydezara daf mevav memzayin. That's his lashon. B'tzarchiyin, you've got to learn the sugya. Mevav memzayin, these two blot that talk about using it for a davish of ikdusha. So it's not a resounding heter in the Magen Avraham, but the Magen Avraham is quoted as the matir. The Dagom Rav on the side of the page sends us to Maseches Megillah. Megillah in the Agadita and Davav, the Gemara says that the Taratrios, usually translated the theaters, the Karkasiyos Shebe Edoim, the theaters and the stadiums in Edoim, Asidim Sare Yehuda Lamid Behem Torah Barabim. Now Mashiach will come, they'll be used, these stadiums, they're going to be used to teach Torah Barabim. What are tartesias? What are theaters? Taisus says, Yesh mefarshim, but they have Avodazara. Some say it means the churches of the Goyim are going to be used to teach Torah. And Taisus says, in the course of Yesh mefarshim, Kasha Leimer, She'oisan mekoimis metunafa is yochalil mitsham Torah. Taisus says, it's fair to say that a church, you could learn Torah there. Elavada, Taisus says, it doesn't mean a church, it means a stadium where people get together. Dagom Ravav is asking that, and the Dagom Ravav is the Bar Plukta of Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says he could turn it into a, you could turn a church into a shul. That's how the Magen Avraham is understood. And the Bar Plukta is this Dagom Ravav, and the Chasam Sofer is the same thing. That's the Beferish of Taisus. Taisus says that Kasha Leimer, that you're going to learn Torah in such a place. So we have here a machlaikis, not just the Mishavur or Maisha, we have a machlaikis here, the Magen Avraham against the Dagom Ravava, whether Taisus against the Re'im, the Balei Taisus, whether a person can daven in such a place that was once a church, whether it can be changed or it can be changed. And it's hard to know what the Kudas HaMachlaikis is. It's very hard. Sometimes in the Lamdis you can figure out the two sides. It's hard to figure it out here because to a hedyin it's mutter. So it sounds to be like, is it mos or it's not mos? It seems to be a very hard thing to weigh back and forth. There's a fascinating, I saw in Rabbi Avadya Yosef, I was sure he had a tshuva about this. So I couldn't find it. And then I took out a Likud Sefer. He says, yeah, Rabbi Yosef, Chelik Vav, Simon Zion. I didn't see it in Maftechis, I go there. The shaila there is about using goyish songs to sing l'chadaydi in shul. If you can use goyish and nigunim to sing in shul. So he says, it's totally in the machlaikis, if you could take a church and use it for a shul. Same machlaikis. Is it mos or it's not mos? If you could use it, he says, same machlaikis. I don't know, it's a funny dimyan, no? A strange dimyan. Anyway, so he brings down this machlaikis, and he says, the mekilin, the svara is, that fakert, it's a covet for a shul, that you take a mokim that was used for avodah zarah, you use it for a shul, he brings a pasuk in Tzvanya, that the places of avodah zarah become places to serve Hashem. So it sounds like a very difficult machlokes. Ramesh says it's disgusting to use, and Taisa says it's disgusting, and the Reim and they hold no, it's a covet.
Is it candles?
What's in the candles and the makim? The candles you can use for a shul, and the makim you could use for a shul. That's the question. The question is why it should be. Why it should be? I don't know. He says tzarachim edaf nevav mem zayin. That's the sugi. Anyway, Ramesh has a pshara. So someone asked me, I didn't know this beforehand, but someone asked me that, what do you mean? Yeshiva of Staten Island used to be a church. Anybody knew that? Yeah, you know about it. So why don't you ask me right away? Okay, yeah. So he said, what do you mean? Yeshiva of Staten Island was a church. And Mestam, they go with Ramesh Shita, no? So what? Ramesh didn't walk in there? Oh, beforehand he didn't walk in. Okay. So we have this Igros Maisha. Maisha has a chiddush. She uses what we discussed last week. Amen Vavam Adbeis. Last week, I mentioned to you Ramesh Shita in the explanation of the Gemara. The Gemara talks about when you change something, if it's considered a change, Panim Chadosh is Ba'olakan. Right? The Mishnah says if you take a dead body and someone burns a dead body, you're left with ashes. So the ashes don't have a din mes. They're not metama. Because Panim Chadash is Ba'olakan, Lashon of the Mishnah. It changed, it's something different. So Agamara discusses if somebody bows down to wheat or to standing wheat and then you make flour out of it, Ma'ul and Nesachim, is it Panim Chadash is Ba'olakan? So Ramesh's Hagdara, I mentioned last week when I talked about the Eishes Light and a body that's changed. Ramesh said if the Tzura is the same, that's not called Panim Chadosh is Ba'olakan. If it has a different tzura like ashes, doesn't look like the body, then it's mutter. If it has the same tzura where he says Eishes Light is Usur, it has a din meis, he's saying because it has the same tzura, it still looks like her. And that was Ramesh's Hagdar. So Ramesh says the same thing, the same idea here. He says a building of a church, Ramesh holds, his lashon is, for my mouth never came out of heter to use a church for a shul. He does say once it's changed, you're allowed to daven there. But l'chatchila to do it, he doesn't hold. But if the place is gutted, if you gut the building, even though the bricks, he says, are the same bricks, if you gut the place and you renovate it, Sir Moshe says that it's mutter because Panim Chadash is Ba'olakan, because of that heter of a Shini Tzura, somehow on a Tzura of a building, I guess, from the outside it could look the same, but from the inside, which is the place that's Meshamesh Avodah Zarah, it looks different. So, they took down the tzeilim, I assume. The tzeilim's not still there, right? So they took down the tzeilim. So I remember now, Skriton Yeshiva was a hospital, was a Christian hospital, right? It was a hospital. I remember when they bought it many years ago. It must have been in the 70s. I remember they sent the Yeshiva Bachram to sleep there because they didn't want to leave it empty. So a friend of mine told me he slept under a tzeilim. I said, why don't you take it down? He said, they did. There was a tzeilim on the wall. Of course they took it down. But the paint job, you know, the tzeilim was still there. The outline of the tzeilim was still there. So, what? Tzeilim HaChassidim. Okay, good. At any rate, so it's sort of a pshara between the shitas. I mean, most people who would buy a church would, I shouldn't say it. I don't know if they renovate it or they don't. But Ramesh has a little bit of a middle ground. That there's a heter, the shinitsura, the idea that if a person's mishana the whole thing, that it helps. So Ramesh says you could buy it, but you shouldn't be mekadish it as a shul until you finish doing all the renovations. So he's mounted to buy it and to renovate it and don't give it the Kedusha space like Knesset. Anyway, just this is when you start davening. So sanctuary in the airports, yeah, you shouldn't use the multi-religion rooms. Shouldn't be used. You make a minyan right outside. But look, they're not. It wants to change to a shul, but not if it's still a church. Okay, I don't know. I've never saw the Catholics getting together in the airport making a minyan on the side. You know, like it's okay. Anyway, a good Shabbos to everybody.